How do I? And this never should have happened. Man, this was tragic. What happened on Wednesday.
So this is not an old age thing for Merlin. This is not Merlin grew long in the tooth for peacocks and checked out after entertaining the fans for decades.
No, Merlin was the most beloved of all the animals at the zoo in Utica. Until Wednesday, when Merlin, you know, Merlin sort of has free roam of the zoo.
Well, he can go out and mingle with the people.
Yes, and that's, you know, they love him because he would do that. Well, Wednesday, he wanted to go mingle with the lions, and that's what he did. He flew into the lion exhibit, and Merlin did not fly out.
And that big, colorful dish just couldn't pass by the lion's eye without going, you know what, I'll have what they're having right there.
There's a couple lions in that exhibit, and I think there was a fight to get to Merlin.
It was a little feathery, but once we got to the meat, it was good. The presentation was amazing, though. The colors.
Merlin had been at that zoo since 2006. He was regularly seen window shopping in front of the gift shop. He'd be in the gift shop. Oh, there, look, there's Merlin out the window. You could find Merlin relaxing in the bamboo gardens, calling out to his companions from the treetops. A visitor favorite, known by his pure white plumage. His distinct white feathers could be seen around the zoo, providing an unexpected souvenir for visitors. John, you could always bring home a piece of Merlin with you. You could count on that.
You know how people are on Facebook, though. People love to hate on Facebook, and there were some people, I mean, maybe under a pseudonym or something, but they were glad Merlin was gone. They didn't want to hear that sound no more.
Well, I read some of the Facebook entries. We'll get to these here from the Utica Zoo. There's some people who are not happy with the Utica Zoo. Now, the Utica Zoo posted up, Merlin will be dearly missed by everyone at our zoo here in Utica, New York. But here are some of the posts. Monique posted up, it's very sad that the bird was killed. But I'm pretty sure that was the most fun that poor captive lion has had in all its captive years. Finally getting to do what it's meant to do. Rest in peace, Merlin. Peace to the beast.
Lisa, yeah, that's going to bring the lions out. Think of how this is going to benefit the you know, zoo going public, who always go to see the lion and the lion is laying there sleeping and not doing anything. But now the lion knows that something could fly into his enclosure at any moment. He's up prowling and he's ready.
Lisa posted up on the Utica Zoo Facebook page after reading about the passing of Merlin and how Merlin went. Well, that's not good. And Mike's Facebook entry on the Utica Zoo there was that those lions should be charged and incarcerated. Merlin was a dear family friend, and now he's gone due to senseless violence from the lions. How do I think we can all agree with that.
Do we have to go with the lion hate?
Goodbye to Merlin.
He was just doing what he was doing.
Merlin, the beloved white peacock, gone from the zoo. Wait, but you can't let him, you know, if you're going to let him roam around, give him free roam of the grounds, you got to somehow make it so he can't get in with the lions. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what their enclosure is like there, but you got to make sure that he can't get in there.
I didn't know peacocks could fly.
Well, a little bit, I
guess.
I mean,
a little, like maybe as much as a chicken or something, or a turkey.
Enough to get into the lion's den, they can.
Fly to the angels, Merlin. Fly to the angels.
Where he's gone.